During my reign, WBAI was in my face constantly. But that was then, and this is now. Now, you're dealing with a much more dangerous threat. Donald Trump is totally out of control. He's vindictive, unstable, and wears jackboots. Bad combo. I firmly believe the only outlet with the courage, integrity, and talent to take this man on is WBAI. The rest of the media is bought and paid for. So I urge you to keep listening and supporting WBAI, because it's going to be hell on earth.
Hi, I'm Elia.
And I'm Barika.
We're your tour guides for the upcoming Arts and Culture two-day tour in D.C. on February 25th and 26th for WBAI listeners and friends.
This overnight tour is packed with delicious dinners, a relaxing stay at the NBC Row Hotel, plus special surprises along the way. And of course, we will visit two art museums and an entire day at the brand new National Museum of African American History and Culture.
Wait a second, but doesn't it take months on a wait list to get those tickets, Barika?
Well, Elia, we've got everybody covered with special entrance tickets. So mark your calendars for February 25th through the 26th and reserve your tickets today for this weekend tour.
So visit WBAI.org. Tickets are limited and going quickly.
Museums, transportation, lodging, and dinner. Plus, the entire trip is tax deductible.
Visit WBAI.org to RSVP your spot today. Enjoy your trip to D.C.
And you're listening to radio station WBAI in New York, where the time is just about 8 o'clock. It's time once again for Off the Hook.
The telephone keeps ringing, so I ripped it off the wall. I cut myself while shaving, now I can't make a call. We couldn't get much worse, but if they could, they would.
Very good evening to everybody. The program is Off the Hook. Emmanuel Goldstein here with you on this Wednesday evening, joined tonight by Rob T. Firefly.
Good evening.
Kyle.
Yeah,
hang on. Wait,
is this?
No, your microphone's... Oh, wait, that button's not pressed. Try now.
Is it working? Hello?
I don't know why they press those buttons. There's a button here. Hang on, Bernie. I'll get to you. There's a button here. Go ahead, Kyle. Talk.
Well, I wanted to say that.
See, that's
I
what happens. If I
hear
press
you,
that button,
my voice was
your voice goes away. There's no reason in the world to press that button, but people still press the button. So I'm sorry, folks. Now you know why. So the three of us are here, and Bernie is joining us. Bernie, where are you?
I said nothing earlier. I'm calling from Philadelphia, and we're waiting for the snow here.
Okay. Did you not hear a voice? I heard a voice.
That sounds like
Bernie. It was not my voice.
Is that Bernie?
So someone else is talking on the phone. Is someone else on
no,
the phone?
No, I'm a Darlene. I chose Darlene.
What? What in God's name is going on here? Who's Darlene?
Yes, Darlene, go ahead.
Hang up, everybody, and start over again. We're good, Rob? What in the world's going on over there?
I'm still here.
Are you still there, Bernie? Do you have a Darlene next to you or something taking over your phone?
No, she's not here.
For God's sake. If we can get through this hour, that would be nice. You know, the country's falling apart. Fascism is taking its grip on us all. We need to be alert. We can't have people stepping on our phone calls. It's the last thing we need.
Well, we could at least be coordinated about it.
Yeah, maybe.
I'll take the phone.
Why are you holding the phone in the air like that? It's going to fall.
It's part of our system here.
Oh, my God. All right.
No,
anyway, everything's
under control.
You know, I guess we should. I said it's a good evening. It's not a good evening. It's a terrible evening. Jeff Sessions just got confirmed. Despite all the opposition, it just never ends, right?
Can we confirm that?
Oh, it's confirmed.
It's confirmed.
Confirmed. Confirmed, yes. Stick your head out the window. You'll hear people screaming. It's horrible. So now we have a renowned racist as Attorney General. It's going to be an interesting 4 years, if it even lasts that long. Hopefully it won't last that long. We figured we should let you know here, let you know the glad tidings here on WBAI. We're opinionated. We have our way of expressing ourselves, and you should too. That's why occasionally, Darlene, we open the phone lines up to our listeners, but not when we're introducing the show and trying to get started. This is a fundraising edition of the program. What that means is we stay on the air because of people like you. And I really meant that. The person who just heard that now. Yeah, you. People like you and you yourself. By giving a phone call to 516-620-3602, just those 10 digits, that phone number, and pledging any amount, you help this radio station survive. And by helping this radio station survive, you allow for freedom of speech to be continued in this country, despite the efforts of so many. And wow, are there a lot of people trying to curtail speech these days.
And it's funny, it's the type of thing, it's the type of climate where you wish you could have a way to say something and a lot of people would hear what you're saying. And it just so happens WBAI is one of those institutions, and we've set all that up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And a really neat attribute of that is that anybody can participate. Yeah, we don't have criteria. We don't have vetting or even extreme vetting. We vet
a little bit. I mean, you know, we have we don't just throw people on the air.
Well,
who stumbled in off the street. You
if
know?
You mean a training session, of course,
you have to know what you're doing. You have to have some sense. But yeah, it's I know what you're
unless
saying.
You're us because we wing it. We're good at it. But no, that is what WBAI provides. So we'll be taking calls tonight.
Well, we're taking fundraising calls tonight.
At our call center.
Yes.
Where you can donate whatever level of contribution you might be able to contribute.
Well, actually, we do have a special offer tonight. We promoted this on Twitter, and I'm sorry, Twitter, we caused a bit of a lag in the system because people were so excited by this. Well, they were. People were excited. We actually have, thanks to the genius of Rob T. Firefly, some paintings, some historical telephone paintings. Now, we have only five of these. Only five of these are available. And to make sure that everything is done quickly, we are taking down the information and we are sending these out ourselves. And it's guaranteed that if you call 516-620-3602 and pledge $50, ask for the historical telephone painting, you will get that within 2 weeks. Yeah, we guarantee that. We here at Off the Hook guarantee that. We will pay for the postage ourselves, whatever it takes to make sure. All you have to do is show us the evidence that you paid, or we'll see that evidence through the radio station. But we only have five of those left for a pledge of $50 each. And, you know, Rob, you've done this in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And, in fact, you had to redo some of them because a few got lost somehow. At the station, and you actually were kind enough to make more paintings and make sure they got sent out, and people are starting to get them now.
Yeah, I've had lots of Lots of encouraging feedback from people who've received their paintings, who are, you know, people have sent me photos of where they're displaying them, and that's really good. Because if you've been listening to this program for a while, you'll know that I've done this a few times over the past couple of years. But yeah, people have been getting these. All the ones that people pledged for in the past and paid for are sent out. People should have them in their hands, if not now, then very, very soon, within the next few days. And I am very excited about this because this is a set I've been working on for quite a while, and this is the last chunk of this set. These are the last five of these that I'm going to be doing. And if you call 516-620-3602, or if you go to give2wbai.org and search for the historical telephone paintings, you can get one of the last ones of these. And this set, I've had a great time doing it. It's a set of telephones that are just of various historical interests, milestone telephones, early telephones, particularly interesting looking telephones, just telephones that hold a little interesting place in phone history, and you know, painted in a variety of sorts of styles and things. And yeah, people have written back to me saying they love theirs, looking at the other ones, which are online for you to view. You can actually go to my own website, which is robvincent.net. Or you could, I think we're going to be tweeting them on the Hacker Radio Show Twitter account. And you can have a look at the ones that I've done in the past. These are the last ones that I'm currently working on, and we'll be ready to go out very, very soon.
The website is robvincent.net?
Robvincent.net. As a couple of strange first names.
Vincent Van Gogh, as in?
That's the one, yeah.
Wow. And I, you know, Rob is very talented and has made a number of works of art that have been really positively received. So your investment in that artwork is a minimal investment. But even better than that, you're supporting the radio station and keeping us on the air so we can continue to share various talents with the people out there. Again, 516-620-3602. And I should point out, we can only offer this particular deal where we're sending them out ourselves within 2 weeks during this hour, because that's how we have access to the information and we'll be able to make sure that you get what it is you pledge for. 516-620-3602. And I pledge right now, Rob, that if any of these are left by the end of the hour, I will pledge to get one of these and hang it proudly in the 2600 office. It's really, you know, go to robvincent.net, take a look at the artwork there. Tell me if you think that's worth $50. I'm sure any art critic would even grudgingly say, yeah, it's good.
Yeah, and just to make it clear, these are actual paintings on stretch canvases. They're not prints or copies or anything. You're getting the original work of art, hand painted by myself. And I have just been really, really touched by the feedback I've been getting from these, not only from people who've gotten them, but from people who've just seen them online and have enjoyed them. That's why I'm excited to do this, because I believe in this station and I'm, you know, completely donating my work, and it's the least I can do, I think, to support not only this program, but all the other stuff that goes on here at WBAI, which would not happen anywhere else. Go to give2wbai.org or 516-620-3602, and do it quickly, because if it comes down to it, yeah, there might not be any of these left after this program.
Now, I believe these are 5x7 on a stretch canvas. Is that the accurate term there?
Yep.
And they're all unique.
Yep, each one is different. Each one comes with a little card explaining which phone it is, its place in history, some facts about it. You know, I've enjoyed writing those as well. And these are all things that if you go on robvincent.net and click over to the page where you can look at these, it's linked right off the front page, then you can click on any of the phones to see that that information card about it and learn all about that particular item. And, you know, it's interesting, I think, not just for telephone geeks like myself, but for anyone who just wants to learn a little bit more about something that touches all of our lives.
Our phone number again, 516-620-3602. Now, if by any chance, and I just have to say this because it's happened in the past, if by any chance you're calling that number and for some reason they don't know what you're talking about, email us and we'll see it now and we can tell other people that, OTH@2600.com. We will see that, right?
I believe so.
Okay,
yes.
It doesn't go to my phone, but I think it goes to your phone. Mm-hmm. That's only if you're pledging, and for some reason there's some confusion. It happens sometimes.
In fact, if there's any confusion, I can give you the product code, which anybody on the other end of any of our phones can type right in to bring this up.
That's
and the product
right.
code.
You don't even have to call. You could pledge online. For
you can
people
you can
who don't
pledge
like
online
to talk to
too.
Other people.
You can pledge online, or you could give this product code to the telephone operator.
Okay,
and that is O M. That's the letter O, the letter M, 267-1. OM267-1. That's the product code for these paintings. Only five left, and there will not be any more to this set. I'm retiring the set after this batch.
There will be no more historical telephones.
Ever.
They've all vanished into history. But yeah, go to give2wbai.org. That's give the numeral 2, wbai.org. And you can, I think, search just for historical telephones there, and you'll find it quickly that way. Or
you can. Or you could find us under the Science and Technology category, which
yes.
you can click on the menu there.
You'll find us there as well. Again, the phone number, though, is 516-620-3602. Bernie, I know you're good at getting people to call in.
Yeah, and I'm afraid I hate to dash your hopes, but I don't think you're going to be able to get plates for one of these at the end of the show, because they're all going to be gone. These are amazing paintings. And I just wanted to ask you, what medium, I mean, what kind of paints do you use, and what kinds of telephones, and in general, what inspired you to paint these historical telephones?
Yeah, Rob, what were you thinking?
What was I thinking? Yeah. Well, the medium I've been using for these is acrylic paint, What inspired me is just I'm a damn geek. I've always been really hooked on learning all I could about telecom history, telephones as devices, and I've always had particular phones that I really loved and particular steps in telephone history that I felt were important. So a lot of these phones are milestones in the development of the telephone. There are some early Bell telephones. There are In the ones that I've done so far, there have been like the first handheld cell phone, the big brick that you might have seen on Saved by the Bell or American Psycho. There was the Motorola DynaTAC 8000. There was the Motorola MicroTAC 9800, which was the first cell phone that had a clamshell shape where you could fold the mouthpiece over the thing. I posted this to Tumblr earlier, and someone I know actually responded to the post about how her dad had one, and she used to use it as a film prop after it stopped working properly. There are all sorts of things. The first camera phone, the noble British telephone boxes, the big red boxes that you might have seen everywhere, during the payphone era. There are a couple of versions of that. There's the Mojave phone booth, which you might know the long and interesting story behind. And if not, you can click on the one, on the painting of it and learn more. Interesting phones. There's the Alexander Graham plane, which is a phone that's basically shaped like a toy airplane that was done by Nortel in Canada in the novelty phone era, and it's just really really goofy looking and cute and adorable and wonderful. And I thought, you know, I have to paint that. So all of these are either just big steps in the history of the telephone or the history of the cell phone or somewhere in telecom history, or just like really notable and iconic for other reasons. And the ones that I'm going to paint for this next set, you know, I haven't decided yet, but I have some ideas floating around in my head, and I will not spoil those on the air.
Wow. I want to thank you, Rob, for all your work doing these original artworks for our listeners, and it's really helping support this radio station, which isn't going to be broadcasting much longer if people don't call and pledge money. But in this case, you're getting something that's worth far more than $50, in my opinion. So I want to urge our listeners who like telephones to call 516-620-3602. If you think these paintings are worth more than $50, please feel free to pledge more, because these are incredible artworks by an amazing person on our show, and you're getting the radio station WBAI. So everybody wins on this. This is great. Thank you.
I should point out that as a professional artist, something of this type and this size and everything, the $50 that you're pledging is considerably lower than what I would be charging to just sell something like this to someone. So
sure.
If you're particularly interested in that, yeah, this is a chance to get them for less money than you would get it. You would get my work elsewhere.
Yeah, and that goes right along with the spirit of donating and being a volunteer-run community radio station. The phone number is 516-620-3602. You can also contribute at give2wbai.org, I believe.
Yep.
And we really do need your support. This is something that can't happen without you, the audience. We come in here, we do the very best we can, putting together what is essentially a labor of love, and a lot of other individuals here at the station provide that to you. And those funds, that stuff that we're asking you to dig deep for, goes a long way here to the facilities, to the development, to just upkeep and keeping the vision here alive. And we'd like you to contribute and participate in that.
Absolutely. Again, the phone number, 516-620-3602. The paintings are still available at a pledge of $50. We take credit cards, checks, what have you. But you have to act now in order to get these historic paintings. Only five left, last count. And they are suitable for all kinds of places, home, office, school, you name it. They're great gifts, but again, the most important thing is that it's donations like this that keep WBAI going, keep the bills being paid, and have kept us on the air since 1960. So think about that. It's this magic. No commercials. You will never hear a commercial. You'll hear us, saying all kinds of critical things about corporate America and policies and things like that. Stuff that would not be allowed on a commercial station because you annoy the sponsor. And in this day and age where we see everything crumbling around us, that kind of thing is more valuable than ever, where you need people to be able to speak critically without fear of repercussion other than whatever it is our friendly government has planned for us. It's vital that you invest by pledging and keeping WBAI on the air, because believe me, the wolves are at the door. This frequency is valuable. We're 99.5 FM. We're a full power radio station on top of the Empire State Building. What that means is that we are in a very unique position as far as broadcasters. We're in one of the most diverse, large cities in the world, and we have a radio station that's every bit as powerful as the most powerful radio station in that city. How did that happen? Because the radio station itself was donated to us back in 1960. It's quite a story. But you can continue the tradition by keeping us on the air simply by calling 516-620-3602. And the paintings are our way, Rob's way, of saying thank you to our listeners. If for whatever reason you are not a painting fan, or you don't have any wall space or whatever, there are other things you can pledge for. There are other amounts you can pledge for. You can join the WBAI Buddy system, where you make a payment every month for the amount that you choose. It can be something like $5 a month. It can be $100 a month, whatever it is you're comfortable with. But we guarantee every amount adds up and goes towards keeping 99.5 FM on the air, non-commercial, and as rebellious as we dare to be. 516-620-3602. Also, I should point out, Off the Hook has been on the air since 1988 in one form or another, and we have brought you all kinds of news about the technological world, how it relates to our ever-changing society, the various things that have happened in the hacker world over those years. And boy, a lot has happened. All you have to do is pick up any newspaper anywhere, and you'll see how hackers are front and center in just about every story that's out there. So it's incumbent upon you to step forward and become a part of that, supporting Off the Hook, keeping our voices on the air. The hacker community would be very different, I think, if this outlet were not here for us to express ourselves. But we don't just stop at the hacker world. We step into other worlds as well. We interview people over at Standing Rock. We're talking about what's going on in Washington, D.C. We talk to people in all four corners of the globe. And, of course, we have listeners all over the world. That's because radio matters. Now, yeah, you know, these days, lots of things are defined as radio. And I have nothing against podcasts. We are a podcast, in fact. We're a radio show that also is a podcast. But when you are simply a podcast, you're one of millions of those that broadcast, not even broadcast, you narrowcast to a very specific audience. And the magic of being on radio, the magic of being on the Empire State Building, the magic of being in the middle of the FM dial in New York City is that you get all kinds of people that didn't intend to listen to you in the first place, who just tuned in by accident. You know, you can't really tune in a podcast by accident. You kind of have to type something in or go someplace specific. But on a radio, yeah, you can tune the dial and wind up in the wrong place. And that happens a lot. Believe me, that happens a lot. And I have to say, we've gotten a lot of listeners that way. People on the way to Z100 or whatever, they stop at 99.5. I don't know if they run out of steam while they're tuning or if they just make a miscalculation. But they turn on the radio and they say, what's that? What are these people talking about? Can they say that on the radio? And it just, they stick around. They become curious. They become educated. They become enlightened. And it's because of the hundreds and hundreds of people who are involved here as volunteers who put together these diverse voices. It's not all about technology. It's not all about hacking. We have all different kinds of arts and public affairs and alternative programming that you'll hear throughout the course of a week. And, you know, you'll hear about our struggles, our problems, or sometimes even our infighting. But I have to say, listening to the station on the way in today, we're still the best thing on the FM dial in New York. We really are. We're the only ones talking about the issues and making sure people are informed. 516-620-3602. Please join those people. Keep us alive.
Yeah, I think, you know, why people stop at that frequency? It's because it is thought-provoking.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that it can attract all people, whether they're in agreement or not. And another really important thing about this community is we support one another, regardless of our different perspectives or specialities. It's a really thriving community, and we don't have a script we can go off of. We don't have producers orchestrating and engineering every word out of our mouths.
Mm-hmm.
And we invite you, the listener, to contribute. And when we can, we open up those communication methods. We read your letters and look into issues and topics that people share with us through these methods, these new platforms, like our Hacker Radio Show handle on Twitter and elsewhere. So please take us at our word. We really, really, really need all of the support you can muster. Everyone out there, we're unified in getting the message out there, speaking to the metropolitan area here and around the world through the internet, and really affecting change and getting everyone closer towards some real, resolute, and cohesive action, especially in troubling times like this. So if you would like to be in action supporting our work and the work of WBAI, please call 516-620-3602.
That's right. Operators are standing by. Right? I can say that.
They are indeed. Right. And
they might be sitting.
Yeah. So 516-620-3602, or go to give2wbai.org and pledge what you can. If you want one of these paintings, great, because I'm donating one specifically for you. But if you're not into that, you can donate any amount you want. You might click around and find other gifts that WBAI has for you. Just indicate that you're donating in support of your favorite show, which we hope is Off the Hook. It's my favorite show on this station. A lot of good ones, but this one I have to say is my favorite. I'm a little biased.
There really are a lot of good shows on WBAI.
There really are, but
it'd be hard to pick from.
But absolutely anything helps. If you donate $1, $5, $10, whatever, that does help to keep the lights around here for a certain length of time. And it is appreciated, and it's through the help of our listeners. I mean, that's the only thing that keeps us on the air. We don't sell ads. We don't tell you what brand of beverages you should drink, or you know what records you should buy. We just ask you, the listener, to help support us and to help keep us going. This is the only thing that's kept the station on for 57 years now.
Wow.
Just recently, just last month, was our 57th birthday here on WBAI, and that's the only thing that's going to keep us going.
That's a really astounding amount of time when you think of these, I don't know, startups and very small little ventures that start out. To have that staying power is phenomenal.
Pick a frequency. Pick a frequency anywhere in New York City, an FM frequency. Go ahead. It has to be assigned to another radio station.
88.5.
Okay, that's the NPR station out of New Jersey.
Okay.
They play jazz. But I meant more like above 92. You know,
oh, I'm
something
sorry.
That,
I'm sorry.
Was a commercial station. My point is that they don't last. But pick one. Go ahead. Be 90, my guest.
97.1.
That's Hot 97.
Oh.
It used to be, years ago, a station called WNWS, which was an all-news disaster station.
What's a disaster station?
It was a station that they decided, in the 70s, to go all-news, and nobody cared.
Okay.
And they just, I remember their very first day. You just pick this frequency, and I can tell you a story. Their very first day, they played a promo from people saying, "I listen all the time." How can anybody listen all the time when they just went on the air that first day? You know, that's commercial radio to a T right there. They just make it up as they go along. But 97.1, they were also WYNY, which played soft jazz at one point.
So the call letters changed?
Yeah, and they were WNBC-FM, too, at one point.
Wow.
See, I know my history. But wow. But think about that. That all happened in my lifetime. WBAI has been here the whole damn time. We have not changed our format. We have not changed our alternative way of thinking. We've always been here for that purpose. Why do you think we survive? Because those values are important, because they're actually more important than the commercial values. Those are shifting all the time. Those are changing. Those are being bought and sold. And you will not find us being bought and sold here at WBAI. 516-620-3602. Let's get some calls coming in. I know people are depressed and tired and weary of all the constant fighting and struggle that we have to face every single day. But the way we're going to get through this is by sticking together, making each other strong. You know, we see this with the marches in DC and the gatherings all throughout the country, and just people speaking out in whatever way they can, whether it's Elizabeth Warren or Trevor Noah. You know, people who just speak up and defy the status quo and mock the idiocy that we're faced with every day. It's vitally important. It may not solve everything, but it sure makes you feel better. It sure empowers a lot more people, and it's educational at the same time. Think of WBAI as your 24/7 forum for exactly that kind of thinking. 516-620-3602. We are getting calls coming in, but we need more calls coming in, because I would hate to see 99.5 FM change like all those other stations did and go to a different format and never be the same, you know? And Philadelphia, Bernie, you don't have a station like this, do you?
No, there isn't. I mean, there are a couple of new community, low-power FM community radio stations, but they don't have they're under 100 watts.
Yeah, you just started one, in fact.
Yeah, that's a WPPM here. That's people-powered media, WPPM.
Yeah, and there are stations like that. I don't mean to take away anything from the LPFM stations that are starting up, but the reason there are so many LPFM stations starting up is because people realize, hey, this is important. This is something I want to get involved in. Well, here at WBAI, we've been involved in this for 57 years, and we're on top of the Empire State Building, and we reach 4 different states, and we're global on the internet, and we want to help other voices get out there as well. But we have to preserve this massive voice that we somehow have access to. If anything is a hack, you got to say people getting access to a station like WBAI 99.5 FM is the hack of the century. But I'm sorry, Bernie, I interrupted you. Continue with
No, that's okay. I mean, radio is, as you just pointed out, these low power FM stations that are popping up. Unfortunately, because they're low power, they don't have nearly the range that WBAI is. But the kind of activism that we talk about, you know, tech activism. That we talk about on this radio station is what made these low-power FM stations possible. People started setting up pirate radio stations, a lot of them, in the late 90s. Now, we had a great guest, David Gorin, on a few months ago talking about pirate radio stations in the New York area. But that's the kind of, you know, sometimes law-breaking technical activism that finally pushed enough to get that legalized so we can have, you know, legit FCC-licensed LPFM stations. Nothing against pirates, but, you know, they do step all over each other sometimes. But WBAI is almost like a pirate radio station, in my opinion, because no other kind of station broadcasts this kind of stuff. But it's from on top of the Empire State Building, it's about 80 miles all the way around, and on the Internet, and everything is archived, and it's amazing stuff about tech activism, what we should be worried about. You know, we mentioned our new Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, just got us on. I'm sure he's gonna change how enforcement against cyber crime, if you want to call it that, and what is considered evidence that the Department of Justice is going to go after when the government goes after people's data. We're going to have to pay close attention to that. This is really the only show I know of that goes into depth on that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. 516-620-3602. Join the people who have called in so far and pledge your support. Again, we have a limited number of the historic telephone paintings that Rob T. Firefly is currently making. And once they're gone, they're gone. We won't be offering those again.
Yeah, and another way in which this the existence of this place is itself a hack is, like many of the most spectacular hacks, it's not easily repeatable. If we lost this station, if the lights went out, if we ran out and had to shut everything down and end what we're doing here, this would not start up again. It was such a bizarre sequence of events and pure luck and being in the right place at the right time that led to the start, that led to the beginning of this station. If you look up the history of WBAI, it's really a fascinating story, and it is not something that would ever happen again. Not in the middle of the FM dial, not in New York City, not in the field of radio anywhere. So the reason that it's so important to keep this going, it's not like any other business where if you have a store and it closes down, you can just start up another store somewhere. We could not start up anything like this ever again anywhere else. It would be nigh impossible, and that's why it's so precious that we don't lose what we've got here. So if you call 516-620-3602, go to give2wbai.org, donate what you can. If you'd like a historical telephone painting, I have one of those for you. There are a very limited amount left. I think one has already been pledged for.
Yes, I want to thank Elizabeth for calling in and pledging for that.
Excellent.
Which means there are four more to go.
Four more.
516-620-3602. That's not counting if anything is being processed, because sometimes it takes a few minutes for things to be processed.
There is a bit of a lag sometimes.
Yes, that means there's only four left, and I do intend to get one of those myself. So consider that three left if you don't move fast enough. 516-620-3602, and I think there's probably other people in this room that will grab the ones that are left if nobody else does, but I that would surprise me, and it would sadden me too, because after all we've said and done, your vote is what really matters, is what really counts, and keeping us on the air, not just as a show but as a station, should be one of the most important things in the times that we're facing, because when you have a voice, you have power. And when you lose that voice, you lose a good amount of power. And that's what they want. That's what the people who fight against what we stand for really, really wish for, that we would just go away and shut up. And, you know, with this new FCC that's coming through, we could talk about that a little bit. We could see all kinds of bad things coming down the pike. Wouldn't you agree, Bernie?
Absolutely. Ajit Pai, the new FCC chair, is, you know, he never met any internet regulation he didn't like. And, you know, when it comes to things like net neutrality, that's really going to, I think that's all out the window right now, frankly. You'll watch. You're going to see the kind of stuff we've been talking about where media consolidation combined with internet service providers that can really shape what you read and hear online. Because they're going to be able to start charging more to different providers, and it's good, or different content providers, if we lose net neutrality altogether, and that's going to be pretty scary. So we got to keep on top of that and keep people informed to try to hold back as much damage as possible.
I just want to read an excerpt from something that I find to be really kind of staggering here. It's from a publication called DSL Reports. It's basically an interview with the recently departed FCC boss, Tom Wheeler, who basically warns that the new administration's agenda for the agency, which includes gutting net neutrality, neutering the agency's enforcement authority over large ISPs, is a terrible idea that will leave broadband consumers, especially those that voted for the new president, significantly worse off. Now out of public office, Wheeler offers his candid takes on a number of different issues, even claiming that current FCC boss Ajit Pai, did I say that right, Bernie?
Yes, okay. Ajit Pai.
Repeatedly refused to even meet with him during his latter tenure at the agency. That interview can be found at DSL Reports and all throughout the internet. But it underlines what we've been saying, that these are troubling times and they are dramatic as far as what will be changing and what we can look forward to. But it doesn't mean just because it's bad, just because it's something that we are fighting against, that we're lost, that we're down and out, that we're giving up. No, it means that we're gathering our forces. It means that we're strengthening. It means that we're finding all kinds of new allies. And that is where a clearinghouse like WBAI comes in so essential a part of our lives. 516-620-3602 is our phone number. Please call, pledge whatever you can afford. $50 will get you the painting. And again, you'll get the painting within 2 weeks, assuming you pay your pledge. And if you pay by credit card, then you'll have that painting within 2 weeks. We guarantee it here at Off the Hook, because we're taking matters into our own hands as far as shipping these things out. 516-620-3602. That's our phone number. Please give a call.
It's really important to remind everyone just how flexible and how agile an institution this is. I mean, we don't have lag. We can change and we can report on things right away. And we're part of a network. This is a Pacifica radio station. And as you mentioned, there's a really strong and growing contingent of allies and people that want to stay informed and want you to also participate and stay informed. And this entity, this amazing beacon of information, is a crucial part of that. Please call 516-620-3602 to make your contribution.
Absolutely. And thanks to Cass for calling in and making a donation. That every amount counts. Thank you so much for your call. Again, 516-620-3602. The paintings are a suggested pledge of $50, and they are all unique. They are all hand-drawn by our own Rob T. Firefly, and they are all of historic telephones, which I find to be just an amazing topic. Now, we here at Off the Hook, at WBAI in general, we value hearing what people have to say. We want your input. We want your critiques. But not everybody feels that way. In fact, you might have read this. The FBI is basically shutting down FOIA requests, or making it so difficult and so time-consuming that it's practically worthless. They're implementing a new policy next month, which is likely to frustrate people seeking public records under the Freedom of Information Act. At the beginning of March, get this, the FBI will no longer accept FOIA requests via email. Instead, requesters will have to rely on fax machines and standard mail, known as snail mail, in order to communicate with the agency's records management division. The agency will also accept a fraction of requests through an online portal, provided users agree to a terms of service agreement and are willing to provide the FBI with personal information, including a phone number and physical address. Now, this new procedure is similar to that of other agencies that intentionally rely on archaic technologies to process public records requests. The Central Intelligence Agency, for instance, only accepts such requests by fax, while the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, known as DARPA, which researches advanced technologies on behalf of the Pentagon, has ditched email as a way of communication, and they only accept old-school fax machines. The FBI's Records Division has also been known to use computers from the 1980s specifically to create technological roadblocks. What this means, it means that a typical FOIA request can take hundreds of days now to process under these new archaic standards that they are imposing. 670 days is what people are estimating to complete a FOIA request. And that's just, that's staggering. That blows me away. Is that not enough? Okay, I've got something even better. Let's, can we get a phone here? We have a phone? Okay. Check this out. The White House used to have a phone number that you could call to leave feedback. You know what you get now? Take a listen to this.
Thank you for calling the White House comments line.
Thank you for calling the White House comment line. The comment line is currently closed, but your comment is important to the president, and we urge you to send us a comment online at www.whitehouse.gov/contact or send a message through Facebook Messenger. For government information by topic, visit www.usa.gov or call 1-800-FED-INFO. Thank you for calling. We look forward to hearing from you soon. Goodbye.
Okay. Okay, so I don't think anything could illustrate it better than that, that they don't want to hear what you have to say. The comment line is closed. Yeah, talk to them via Facebook. Yeah, I'll give a prize to anybody who can tell us how to do that. I hear that people who have gotten that far, their Facebook contact info is also closed. Good luck finding out what their actual Facebook account is. They don't want to hear from you.
How many Facebook White Houses are there?
And do they want us to contact them via Facebook? Do they want to? Are they conducting actual government business via a private server of a commercial entity? I thought that was kind of a big deal.
Well, you know, it's almost as crazy as a president conducting business via Twitter. But I can't discount anything anymore. But it just goes to show how your opinion does not matter in these forums. It matters. It's everything here. So that is something we need to unite on. That's something we need to agree and just get together, make ourselves stronger, keep the radio station going. 516-620-3602 is our phone number. Please give a call now. Pledge whatever it is you can afford.
When we get together and when we share, we can find those other ways, those ways they cannot close, mm-hmm. and speak in a unified way.
Yes.
Yeah, I've been listening to this station for a long time. I discovered it, I think, during the George H.W. Bush era, and have been a listener since, and then later got involved, you know, through George Bush, Bill Clinton, the other George Bush, Barack Obama, and now President Donald Trump. Excuse me. And
did you just puke a little?
It's important to say it. No, little, it's important to be able to say it. It's,
but and
it makes you stronger.
It does. But you know, I really feel like in all the time that I've been listening and all the time that I've been involved, I feel like now more than ever we need this place. Mm-hmm. We need this place and what everyone here does. And this is it feels sort of more under the gun than it ever has. And so that's why we need to keep the lights on. We need to keep this going. This is important, what we're doing here, what everyone here is doing, and what our listeners are doing, and become part of all of this. Call 516-620-3602. Go to give2wbai.org and throw in what support you can to keep this going.
And another painting has disappeared. We want to thank Julia from New Jersey for pledging, and you will be getting your painting soon as well. Again, the phone number, 516-620-3602. At last count, there are only three left. And again, I'm going to grab one if nobody else does in the 14 minutes we have left. 516-620-3602. I dare say some of us will also be grabbing a bit too and keeping the radio station going because we believe in this place as well. Not only do we donate premiums, we also donate money. Please, whatever it is you can afford, if there's somebody you know that would enjoy a painting of an historic telephone. I mean, the payphone photos we get at 2600 are one of our most popular features. People really love to see pictures of payphones. So I can imagine people will love to see paintings of historic phones, especially ones that there is only one copy of. You can get yours. 516-620-3602. $50 pledge. Just ask for the historic, what's the exact word here? The historical telephone painting. Just ask for that, and it will be on its way to you.
Yeah, and again, I've go ahead, Bernie.
Go ahead, Bernie.
Oh, I just want to say, the money you pledge to WBAI in any amount, it does more than keep the lights on. It keeps the filaments fired on the transmitting tubes in the transmitter that's on top of the Empire State Building, which costs to rent that space and to keep that transmitter fired up. That's tens of thousands of dollars a month.
You actually you touched those filaments, didn't you?
No, they would have fried my fingers had I done that.
I guess that's right. That's why I don't go anywhere near there.
I think it was a ceremony.
You can put your hands near them and warm your hands if it's cold. But thousands of watts streaming through these final amplifier stages of the transmitter, and that signal is just it's like a flamethrower out of this giant copper antenna on top of the Empire State Building, radiates at 99.5 million cycles per second with amazing audio modulated onto that FM carrier to hundreds and hundreds of square miles. And it's really amazing technology that's been around for a long time, but it works. And you don't have to pay any money to hear it, like to have an internet connection. It's great if you can donate to keep it on the air. But this is free speech media, and it's free content. You don't have to buy an expensive digital audio device. You can get a radio for $10. Anybody can listen to it. Is what's good about it. Almost every motor vehicle has an FM radio in it, and it's a ubiquitous technology that we're really making the most use of. And I think that's really hacking at its finest.
By the way, another painting has just disappeared. I want to thank Sally, also from New Jersey. You know, all the people who have pledged for your paintings have been women. Did you know that?
Well, excellent. I'm in favor of anyone, even people from New Jersey, getting hold of my work and doing what they can to support the station.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's art-loving guys out there, too. There's only two of these left now. Only one left if I get it first. And
so I'll
proudly put my name on the pledge form.
You heard that here. If you're not a fan of Emmanuel Goldstein, you can snipe this painting before he gets hold of it.
I'll be bitter, but I'll accept the results. I'm pretty good at that lately.
But that is excellent. And for anyone who's listening after these have run out, maybe you're listening on a podcast or sometime in the future, it's still vital that you throw in your support. If you become a BAI buddy, if you pledge for some other station premium that is out there for you, but pledge in the name of Off the Hook, you are doing what you can to keep this show going, to keep the station going, and we really cannot thank you enough. So call 516-620-3602 or go to give2wbai.org in the around 10 minutes that this offer remains open for these particular paintings.
That's right. Only 10 minutes, and that's it. That's it for these paintings, the historical telephone paintings. And I got to remind people what Rob has done. I mean, he spends time making paint. I mean, I have no idea how you even do that, how you put together a painting, how long the process takes. I just know you pour your heart into it. But to do that, not only has he done that in the past, he's had to replace some paintings that have gotten lost here at the radio station and has done it again without even complaining about it. And you should complain, I think. Sometimes you should complain. But he's done that, and he's just thrown himself into this. And on top of all that, to be mailing it out ourselves to make sure that they get to our listeners in a very timely fashion, because we've had problems with this in the past and we've been dealing with it. I think we should update people. I know there are some premiums still outstanding, particularly thumb drives for, I think, Hope X. And that is the bulk of what is left. And we have a master thumb drive. And as soon as we get the person in charge of that at the station to make copies, those are going out too. So we are looking at, within the next couple of days, I hope, getting the rest of the premiums sent out so that we don't have a backlog anymore. We said we would do it, and we are going to continue trying until every premium has been sent out. And as you can see tonight, we are taking steps to make sure that doesn't happen again, so that you get your premiums quickly. But the other pledge we make to you is that we will continue doing what we do on Off the Hook, that WBAI will continue doing what it does at 99.5 FM, and that you will be one of the reasons why that's happening. 516-620-3602. Please call in, pledge what you can, and keep this place alive.
And if you do get one of these paintings, I have heard from a couple of listeners who did get other paintings I've done in the past and who've sent in photos of how they're displaying them. There's a wonderful display in a listener's house with a bunch of telecom stuff and old telephone company stuff and one of my telephones in there, and you know, other stuff. Things are just displayed on walls. But I would love to see any of you who've gotten any of my paintings from this program in the past or are getting any now. I would love to see how you display them. them in their new homes. So please feel free to send in those photos, oth@2600.com.
You don't have to. I mean, you can keep it completely quiet and secretive, but it would be nice to know. It would be nice to know where Rob's pictures are being displayed. They're probably all over the world as far as how people are hanging them. 516-620-3602. Again, at last count, oh, wait, we have an update. Last count, we had two left. No, change that. We only have one left now. We only have one left. And if this is who I think it is, thank you. And good to hear from you again. I think this is our friend, Not Kevin, out in Massachusetts.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, thank you for that generous pledge. And I know he will appreciate this this painting. So
excellent.
We will.
And it looks like Theo pledged also.
How do you know that, Bernie?
Because I got an email. He just sent us a picture of his receipt. He just got.
Okay. Did he? Well, since you know all this, did he pledge via phone or via computer? Can you tell?
It looks to me like this was computer generated. So it was a. With IP probably pledged online.
Okay,
but
if you pledge via computer, please send us as Theo did, send us your receipt. But if that's true, if what you say is true,
yep.
Bernie, that means there are no more pictures left. Hang on, let me
that's
just
right.
hit
and
reload on this. It's saying there's one left. So are you sure that he got the premium?
I'm looking at it right now. The thing came in about 8 minutes ago. He sent us an email. He emailed us a copy of the receipt for the painting he just pledged for.
All right. Well, you know, it's possible that there's a bug in the system and that maybe something isn't counted as fast as it should be.
Clearly, this artwork is flying out the door. So thank you, everyone, for contributing what you can. And Rob, everything you've done to create these and behind the scenes to take extra special care of everything premium related. I know you and Bernie have worked very, very hard on that.
It's a labor of love, and I don't think any of us would be here doing this, doing what we do here, if we didn't think it was important, and I still strongly believe it is. And if the website says there's one left, then there's one left. If you get that, I will get you covered. And if Theo pledged through the site and got one of these, then it's, you know, we'll figure it out.
Even if it's computer error or whatever, mm-hmm. we will stand by whatever you are told. Don't worry about that.
If you're looking at a site or on a telephone line and they tell you there's one left, you can get it. So give us a call, 516-620-3602, or give to WBAI.org.
But I can tell you this, and I'm telling you this in as solemn a tone as I can possibly muster up. When I walk out of this station tonight, I am making a phone call to 516-620-3602, and I am asking politely for the last historical telephone painting. All right, so if nobody else has called by then to pledge, I'm going to get that painting. But if you try calling after I call, you won't be able to because it won't be there. It's a finite number. 516-620-3602. We're in our last 5 minutes. Please give a call, get that last painting, and I think you'll be really happy.
I can't believe you're telling the listeners this. You do understand our listeners are incredibly competitive.
I know.
You're willing to take this risk.
And I'm at a real disadvantage because I have to, by federal regulation, I have to sit here behind the microphone until 9 o'clock, and that's, you know, I can't stand up and go into the room where I can make a phone call.
I don't see your phone anyway. The
straps that hold you to the chair don't unlock until then.
Yeah, it's an antiquated system, but it does work, and that's just how it is. 516-620-3602. We're just about out of time. Any last words of advice or anything we want to pass on to people?
Just thank you, everyone who's pledged either tonight or any other point to keep this station going. Thank you from the bottom of, I think, all of our hearts here at Off the Hook and at WBAI because you enable us to keep doing what we do here. And, keep your head up. Keep strong.
What are you, Casey Kasem? Okay, fine. Yeah,
America's top 40.
Good advice from Rothy Firefly there. Yes.
Well, and look out for one another, you know? Talk to people. That's always something that will help, and it may be a situation where you learn something about your neighbors and plot and scheme.
Yes, a lot of plotting and scheming is ahead of us.
Misbehave.
And we intend to do our fair share of both of those things. You can always write to us, oth@2600.com. with your observations, news stories, adventures, whatnot. We want to hear from you. Unlike the White House, unlike the FBI, unlike so many agencies these days, we are there for you, and we are ready to share stories. Okay, that's going to do it. Again, the phone number, if you haven't called already, 516-620-3602. Get that last painting. And I think we'll see you next week. I believe we are scheduled, and we'll have all kinds of other fun things to talk about.
Oh, so many things, so much to tell.
Have a good night.
This is the ghost of Ronald Reagan with a serious message. If you think I was evil, you ain't seen nothing yet. Yes, I admit I did a lot of bad things when I was in charge and I paid a heavy price. I mean, it's hot down here. During my reign, WBAI was in my face constantly. But that was then and this is now. Now you're dealing with a much more dangerous threat. Donald Trump is totally out of control. He's vindictive, unstable, and wears jackboots. Bad combo. I firmly believe the only outlet with the courage, integrity, and talent to take this man on is WBAI. The rest of the media is bought and paid for. So I urge you to keep listening and supporting WBAI, because it's going to be hell on earth.
This is Phil Donahue. I have 600 channels in my home, but 400 of them are selling the Bowflex machine. That's why I listen to WBAI New York.
Welcome to Sojourner Truth. Thank you for staying with us. This is your host, Margaret Prescott. We discuss capitalism, the dominant economic ideology of today, impacting us all over the world. But is it on its way out, or will the market continue to forever dominate life on our planet? What are the origins of capitalism? What is the history of ideas and social forces that have shaped capitalism? What roles did the conquistadors and their conquest of Latin America and the Caribbean, colonialism, imperialism, and the slave trade all play in developing global capitalism? What have been some of the great economic debates of the past 200 years? Was Karl Marx right in his critique of capitalism? We hear from the Western world's top economists, historians, anthropologists, and sociologists, including Thomas Piketty, Noam Chomsky, Yanis Varoufakis, and David Gerber. Let's hear a short clip now from Capitalism.
400 years of slavery. Capitalism, deadly.
How do you create a market that's disembodied from society?
Well, it kind of dates back to enclosure. It didn't have to happen that way.
The fascinating thing I discovered when I started looking at the actual histories of the conquistadors is every single one of them was in debt.
Adam Smith points out that division of labor is monstrous.
I would like to suggest to you that Marx has rarely seemed more relevant.
I believe that open markets and free enterprise are the best imaginable force for improving human wealth and happiness.
Did you ever have a moment of doubt about capitalism?
Is there some society you know that doesn't run on greed?
How would Smith see the economic world around us?
I think Keynes would have said the problem is the hole in the economy.
Hayek really wrote The Road to Serfdom as a warning.
You always have to be careful with Marx about the one-liners.
Plenty, for me, was an intellectual earthquake.
I mean, if I had to stereotype Ricardo, I would say he would look like George Soros.
After 2008, was Darwinism inverted?
Marx is essentially a political construct.
There is a contradiction between capitalism and democracy.
Today, a free market means freedom for rentiers.
Capitalism, everybody wants his share.
We live in a global world. We're all interrelated. So on Sojourner Truth, we work to bring directly to you news and views on local, national, and international policies and stories that affect us all. And we draw out how those of us most impacted, women, communities of color, and other communities are responding. We also discuss the interrelationship between art and politics. Today, we are going to go directly to our show. We are here on Sojourner Truth in this fund drive, and we have to make $3,000 during this hour. That is our goal. And let me tell you what we are going to be offering during this hour. We are going to be offering an amazing six-part series, three DVDs that cost $498 to buy it regularly. But today we are offering it for a pledge of $240. I'd like to thank my friend and colleague from KPFA, Mitch Jeserich. It's been a really popular thank you gift that Mitch has been offering it. And I want to make it available to the Sojourner Truth audience. It's a six-part series. It's three DVDs. Now, the series can be watched as a whole, but each episode stands alone. And we're going to be playing clips from that today. And it's an impressive series that makes economics accessible through an interdisciplinary approach that explores the work of great thinkers while embedding economics in specific social, political, and historical context. Now, a lot of people are wondering, is capitalism in trouble? Is it on its way out? What exactly will replace capitalism? There have been great debates going on. And some people are also posing the question, was Karl Marx right in his critique of capitalism? So we're offering up those three DVDs, a six-part series on three DVDs, the value of which is $498, today $240 value. The number to call, 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602. The three DVDs of Capitalism. It's an award-winning series. It was voted one of the 10 best programs on French television. So you can pledge at the $240 level to help us to make our goal for this hour, and you'll get the Capitalism 3 DVD set. What I'd like to do now is to go directly to a clip from the Capitalism series. We'll be featuring those clips today, and we're going to be hearing from David Graeber. David Graeber is one of the people who helped to call and think through Occupy Wall Street. But here's David Graeber on Capitalism's Beginnings, Colonialism, and the Conquistadors. Let's go to that clip right now. The number to call, 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602.
Smith was the first person to really lay it out elaborately and explicitly. Once upon a time, when there was no money, people would have to swap things directly. You know, I would say, tell you what, I'll give you 20 chickens for that cow. All right, maybe 25 chickens.
When we lived in caves, there were no shopping malls, and people's manners were Neanderthals. I'll give you this for that, that for this. We'll make a trade called barter. I'll give you this for that, that for this. We'll have it made with barter.
You know, people would negotiate, they'd come to a deal. That's how the economy worked. Gradually that becomes inconvenient. Maybe you don't want my chickens. I don't have anything else you want. So we settle on one thing that everybody's going to want. That becomes money.
It was a radical idea. For the first time, economic activity was stripped of its complex social context. Psychology, cultural norms, religion, and community, and studied in isolation as if in a laboratory.
It makes perfect intuitive sense. The problem is it isn't true. No one's ever been able to find any place where that's the way ordinary transactions take place. And if you think about it, it's kind of obvious why they wouldn't. Because it assumes that even in a Neolithic village, everybody's going to be dealing with each other on what economists call the spot trade. I give you something, you give me something, we walk away.
Adam Smith's idea of barter and trade could have easily been demonstrated by the way these hunters in this isolated community barter and trade their hunt.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The problem, however, is that they don't, and they never have. Anthropologists call this system of communal sharing reciprocity. For the Mayhunas, as for most indigenous tribes, it is a thing of the past. Today, no one in the village will eat these mahas. They will be taken to market a few hours boat ride away and sold.
Adam Smith, you can't really blame him, he didn't really have the evidence. But since then, economists have been told over and over again by anthropologists, well, no, people don't actually do that. So we've been looking for a society like that for 200 years. They don't exist. Yet they still feel obliged to tell the same story. So clearly this story is doing something for them, which has nothing to do with history or empirical reality.
The Mayhunas did not evolve from bartering and trading into a market economy, no matter what 18th century theory would have us believe. Rather, colonization and the market system tracked them down in the 19th century, once rubber was found in the Amazon. Many Mayhunas and other tribespeople were enslaved and murdered during the rubber boom that followed. Only a few fading photographs remain, and the collective tribal memory of their transformation into day laborers. So, if Adam Smith's science of man cannot explain the building blocks of a market economy, how did the market evolve historically? Capitalism was not the product of ideas, but of historical processes that transformed the Mayhunas, and indeed all of us, into Homo economicus. These sweeping historical changes were unleashed by a single key event. The discovery of the Americas was a formative event for the scientific revolution. But what was its connection to the evolution of capitalism?
The interesting thing is that our entire arguments about world history, I think, are on a false basis. We argue, why is it that Europe was in a position to conquer the world and not anybody else? I think the answer lies in this peculiar relationship between lenders and entrepreneurs, as I call them. And if you think of the conquistador as the archetypal entrepreneur who always wants more and more, who's always creating something out of nothing and in order to make more and more money.
So while Chinese voyages of discovery were decreed by an emperor, Western discoveries began as private initiatives, unleashing a completely different process. The conquest of Mexico in 1519 by Cortes is an example of this new link created between geographic discoveries, colonization, and money.
The fascinating thing I discovered when I started looking at the actual histories of the conquistadors is every single one of them was in debt. Cortes basically got himself deeper and deeper into debt. He was a gambler. He said, to hell with it, I'm never going to get out of debt. I'm going to borrow even more money and just gamble everything on this crazy expedition.
When asked by the envoy of